Welcome to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you can say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news. We've got John's... apparently, I've already hit the drinks. We've got John's Drink of the Week, but we're going to kick things off with Big Wheel Stunt Show and Bounty Hunter right here on the Family Meeting.
I've been drinking.
Upon your head.
welcome back to the family meeting. That was Big Wheel Stunt Show with Bounty Hunter. The drummer for that band, Gimmer, is one of the co-hosts on the Northwest Convergence Zone. Also want to mention that those... Johnny.
I moved away from that.
I just got all excited coming in from that song and all hyped up, ready to go.
What about before the song? You were just excited in anticipation? Yeah, exactly.
I was excited we were playing it, and then I was excited when we got done playing it. I want to mention that those guys are doing a benefit on Thursday, June 28th, for the victims of the racer, cafe racer shooting that happened a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry?
May 30th.
Okay, do you want to turn on your goddamn mic and do this, or do you want
May 30th.
Okay. She's got her mic on.
She's prepared to defend herself this week.
I guess so. Shit, I better watch out. All right, it's for Cafe Racer, the victims of Cafe Racer. It's going to happen at two different clubs, 88 Keys and the 2-Bit Saloon. And I think the reason Becca has her mic on is because she's actually one of the artists that's performing at this benefit. She's going to be performing at the 2-Bit.
She doesn't trust you to say her name correctly?
Probably. She's actually playing before Big Wheel Stunt Show. And Bigfoot Accelerator and Kids on Fire are also playing at the 2-Bit. And at the 88 Keys, Accidental Heroes... I'm going to screw that name up because I can't read your writing.
It says Shivering Denizens.
Yeah, Shivering Denizens.
Okay. And Piston Ready and Witchburn going on at 11 o'clock at 88 Keys. So you're going to have to pick if you want to see Witchburn or if you want to see the Big Wheel Stunt Show. Both bands kick ass. You need to run between both clubs, even though they're like miles and miles apart.
Why are you staring at her? Is there more to say?
I'm just making sure I covered everything there.
This is interesting radio. Keep
wow.
going. Wow.
Okay. Jesus Christ. All right. Last week.
That's what we were all saying as we were looking at you. And you.
I was just trying to make sure that I covered everything because I didn't want her talking at me.
She has you that fucking whipped.
Yes, she does.
My goodness.
All right. What else did we have going on last week? Have you ever seen the show Archer?
You actually look scared when he was looking at her.
I'm not scared of her. All I got to do is hold her at arm's length. She can't hit me.
Archer?
Yeah, the show Archer.
Was that like Top Shot?
No,
I haven't seen it.
No, I remember it's that cartoon show that Cameron wanted everybody to watch.
On FX?
The camera wanted us to watch it?
Yeah. Okay, now I feel bad for watching it, but the shit is funny. Not a lot of stuff that Cameron suggests I'm down for, but unless it's punching him in the face, which Johnny took him up on.
Yes. Yeah.
No, the show Archer, we watched
many times. Multiple times. That's actually happened multiple.
Sitting.
No, it's actually happened multiple times.
Oh, he came back for more?
One day we were at a bar and somebody had a phone.
Why do all of your stories start out that way?
Because that's where he spends his time.
This guy had a phone and he's like, I just bought this brand new phone. I put like Gorilla Tape on it, or so. It's not really like Gorilla Tape, like the duct tape, but it's like I think they call it Gorilla Tape. It goes over your phone as a protectant layer.
Yeah.
And he's like, the screen's unbreakable. And Cameron's like, I bet I could break it with my head. And then he's like, oh, you see the light bulb go off? He goes, I bet John could break it over my head. And so this guy gave me his phone. And let me hit Cameron in the face as hard as I could with it.
The hell bar do you hang out at where a bunch of guys are sitting around going, this shit sounds like fun.
And so I hit him in the face as hard as I could with that phone. and he turned around and looked at me again, so I swung and hit him again.
Just because he looked at you didn't mean, swing again, Johnny.
He disrespected me. No, I'm just saying. It looked like he wanted another one, so I blasted him again. And then I looked at the guy and said, your phone's broke. And then
they left before that guy could sue. Actually, now he knows where to find you. Good job.
No, actually, the guy was like, oh, it's broken. Go ahead and break it. Go ahead and break it now. I was like, break it. Like,
it's
you want me
in.
Just like, what? He goes, he said something stupid like, I bet you can't break it in two pieces or some shit.
He said something stupid at that point. The point where he said, break my phone over that some bitch's head. That wasn't the stupid part.
So then I smashed it and I broke it into like 7 pieces on the ground and then left his phone sitting there. And then he bought me a drink. That's what happened.
Damn, I need to start rolling with you because people buy you drinks for doing the dumbest shit sometimes. Speaking of punching people, I saw this kid in the club, not the club, at the grocery store the other day, and I
That's
wanted
close
to punch
together,
him.
The yeah. club and the grocery store?
Well, because I wanted to
Jason's
club it.
Like, oomps. Oh, no.
Speaking of the frozen foods aisle.
It's funny that you make that sound because I saw the kid walking down the aisle wearing a shirt that said sex, drugs, and dubstep. And I wanted to punch him in the throat because that was the dumbest goddamn thing I'd ever seen in my life.
In the frozen food aisle?
It wasn't the frozen food aisle. It was the
chip aisle.
Yeah, it was the chip aisle. Yeah, does that make a difference what aisle it was? I saw that shirt and I just wanted to strangle that kid because that was ridiculous.
You always look so confused.
Well, I think it must be music time or something.
It's not coming through. That wasn't coming into the actual headphones. She was playing a dubstep track. She had a dubstep track all set up.
I think I'm burping because I'm drinking warm.
I think this episode's going to need a lot of editing.
I think so.
I think I'm burping because I'm drinking warm beer.
That could be.
The warm beer. Becky goes, John, there's a 12-pack downstairs. I go down there and it's sitting on the floor.
Yeah, well, she just brought it in. She just walked in with it right before we started the show.
I guess that's a viable excuse.
She just hadn't had a chance to put it in the fridge. And we don't put any drinks in the fridge. I sit around and drink warm Diet Coke.
I don't even know what the fuck to say to that. Like, you think it's okay to just have warm beer sitting around? People are going to be drinking.
I don't drink beer, so I don't even think about it. But I thought Becca was going to put that in the fridge. And I did not know that it was sitting on the floor down there. Because I know the whole point of drinking.
But you just said that it was okay.
I said we keep all our drinks on the floor. Drink three or four more of them. You won't even give a shit that thing's warm. All right, so back to my first question. Have you seen the show Archer?
We're back. We forgot what we were even talking about.
No, Cameron told me to watch it, so I sent that out the other ear.
We've got the first three seasons on our computer, and it is freaking hilarious. We sat down and watched, basically burned through the entire first season in one night.
Is this a nerdy thing?
No, it's a cartoon.
It's an adult cartoon,
it's
Krista.
An adult
it's
cartoon.
A little,
so it is a nerdy thing.
It's going to be a little nerdy.
I guess there is a little nerd factor to it, a little geek factor going on there. But the show is freaking hilarious, and if you haven't had a chance to watch it, you should. And regardless of what Cameron says, the shit is funny.
we watched some horrible shit at home.
But
last week I was sitting at home on the computer playing poker, and Krista was sitting on the couch watching TV. And Chris was on his computer. And all of a sudden, I look up, and there's this movie on with The Rock Johnson, Dwayne The Rock, right?
Yeah.
And he's dancing around in a tutu because he's the Tooth Fairy. And he's in Tooth Fairy training. And I look up, what the hell are we watching? But Chris is watching TV, so I'm just like, all right, screw it. I'll just sit here and play solitaire. I don't, whatever. And an hour
you
into...
You turn that shit on. Don't try and play it off.
An hour into it. Krista says something, and I asked her, and she said, I've been reading.
John goes, are you awake?
So I didn't want to turn to, like, you know, God forbid, something relevant like SportsCenter.
That is not relevant.
So we sat around
it
watched...
It is in Johnny Land.
We sat around and watched the damn Tooth Fairy for however long the Tooth Fairy is.
Now, just so everyone knows, I was not watching The Rock be the Tooth Fairy either. I was reading.
Well, then
the
who
book.
Turned the shit on?
It was on after something.
Like
John
the Big
had
Bang Theory
before.
Was. Oh. The Big Bang Theory was on or something, a rerun, and then.
And I was reading. I wasn't even paying attention to what was on TV.
She had the remote control in her lap, and we were watching the fucking Tooth Fairy. I think blame goes to the eye of the beholder, the
well,
remote
it sounds
holder.
Like everybody in the room was doing other stuff, so we probably didn't even need to be watching the TV.
I can multitask.
No, you can't.
I just had to multitask that day and watch. At least we were watching Chopped. I don't know. I'd rather watch the Tooth Fairy than Chopped. I could say that. Yeah.
All right. What did you have going on last week besides making John watch the Tooth Fairy?
I took a week off last week.
I do have to say that after bitching about her not cooking food and have to watch food channels, she cooked some meals. So I got my way. I just wanted to know, everybody, I won that fight last week.
Well, I had to eat, too. It's not like I just cooked you food and sat there hungry.
I don't know. I've seen you pissed, and I can imagine you going in, making you a plate of food, and looking at him and just going, F you, and just moving on.
No, I took a week off work last week, and so I sat around at home and I got some shit done, and I played pool twice last week, which we will not talk about, so all our loyal fans out there know what that means.
Speaking of pool, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but we have an acquaintance, and John hates her, but that's another story altogether.
This could be many people.
That's what I was just thinking. That does not narrow it down.
I thought what he said was at least going to narrow it down just so I could know who I was hating, but...
No, we have an acquaintance that actually is trying to work her way into the professional pool circuit and playing in professional tournaments. And she posted on her Facebook page the other day, she was at the U.S. Open, the Billiards U.S. Open, and her first draw was against Allison Fisher.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that was kind of her response. And she actually, she was all excited because she jumped out to a 2-0 lead against Allison Fisher in this tournament. And then... sounds like she basically sat there for the next 7 racks and just watched Allison Fisher run racks.
Well, she's in good company because I've seen Allison Fisher do that to other people too.
Yeah, that definitely. I mean, if you draw Allison Fisher in the first round and you lose, you really can't feel bad about that because, I mean, she's a world champion. But I just thought it was kind of cool that somebody we know actually got to play Allison Fisher in a tournament.
I drew Buddy Hall in a nine-ball tournament down in Sacramento.
That would suck too. And I'm
first round.
And the way you're sitting there shaking your head, it sounds like that your match went pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to a Rainiers game at Cheney Stadium last week. I hadn't been one since they redid the stadium.
It's really nice there, isn't it?
It is really nice now, yeah.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad went too, and Crystal
no
was there.
No one got noogies.
Any random noogies? No?
I told Mom I would make sure to let everyone know that she did not noogie anyone this week, so...
You had to remind her that she hadn't noogied anybody?
Nobody got their head in the close enough to the instant noogie armpit position. Because once the head goes there, there just ain't no stopping a noogie.
Well, you put somebody in a headlock, and your first thing is like, noogie. Yeah, I mean, that's just natural human response. But I don't go around putting a lot of people in headlocks either, so I don't know.
Dad got a new grill last week. He got a Traeger smoker.
He was telling me about it. He was all kinds of excited.
So we went over there and cooked a pizza in it last week. Because you can cook pizzas in it. It says it. So we were like, well, how's it going
to
taste?
The thing has directions on how to cook brownies and cookies and all kinds of shit in it.
Apparently, if your oven breaks, just go get a Traeger and you're good to go.
It's a wood-burning barbecue.
Yeah, he was telling me it operates on pellets, on the wood pellets. And it's a smoker barbecue.
But we cooked a pizza in it. It was tasty.
I mean, I like wood-fired pizza, so that I bet the crust turned out pretty good on that.
Well, I mean, wood-fired pizzas, they still put them on like a
baking stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, you get the edges get burnt a little bit from the fire, and it makes it taste a lot better.
So we went over there a couple times last week and played with that. Had to put it together for him and stuff. And then I did something else, too. I can't remember what it was. Must have been super important.
And super fun. All right, how about you, Johnny?
I saw a Kia minivan totaled this week. Not like you think. It was in front of, it was looking at me in the turn lane at an intersection, and it went to make a U-turn, and there was a loud bang like a gunshot. That would have totaled it by itself, but no. It just popped its front tire. Which I know you're thinking, like, that $300 damage probably would total it. But when that tire blew, it demolished this Kia minivan. The hood was bowed up. The front right fender was, like, hanging off the car. And everything inside the wheel well was just gone. Just obliterated all over the ground. When this guy got to the gas station to put air in that tire that blew, he had to... I mean, I was amazed at the damage I saw from that.
See, you were telling me that story, and I'm thinking the tire blew, he swerved into oncoming traffic, and another car hit him. But you're saying that the tire blew and took the whole front end off of this car.
Yeah, yeah. The hood, the bumper was hanging. I mean, this thing was toast. It was done. Probably did $5,000 damage to that car.
I used to sell Kias, and for some reason that really doesn't surprise me.
It was amazing. It was I never knew just a blown tire. That's just some badass luck.
I can't even imagine a blown tire doing that kind of damage to a car. I mean,
usually
I've
when that happens, it's because the car's on the freeway and the tire blew and like the rubber goes everywhere and smacks into things and
the front end slams down on the ground. But
I almost wanted to follow the guy in the gas station just to get some pictures of this van. but like
you thought that would be a little too rude.
That well, is a straight up asshole move. You don't even offer to help. You're just gonna follow him and take pictures.
What can you do? Be like, let me put your car back together, sir.
Well, I mean, this guy has no idea. Maybe he. I mean, he might have even been able to see that the hood was bent up, but
you'd like to think so if he's sitting in the driver's seat that he could tell.
It was the passenger side, so it might have been hiding a little bit. But like when he actually got out and saw the damage of this, like I wouldn't want to be there when that happened. If I could have got in and snuck a picture, and then just got out, because I'm sure
John wants to ninja in there to get a picture of this guy's.
Screw that! You want video, so you get all the four letter words that guy's gonna drop.
You probably wouldn't have been able to understand them.
Oh.
They would have been like 9-letter words. They equal our 4-letter words.
Wow, that was like the most politically correct way you possibly could have said that. All right, did you have anything else going on last week, Johnny?
Oh, probably, but actually, I've had the week off because it's been this is my summer.
Oh, you're talking about from school. I was going to say, don't you have pretty much every week off?
And I've been dreaming of programming code. And like, so I'll like wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd.
So I'll like wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, run upstairs and like type this into my editor because I got to see if it works. Like whatever I was dreaming about. Sometimes I'm dreaming about fixing errors that I've been working with. So if you're looking to hire somebody out there, I work 24 hours a day. I even work in my sleep.
And he does some of his best work that way.
Some of it works. I wake up a lot like, I can't believe I didn't think of that. And I'll go up there and punch it in.
I've heard of musicians doing that, but I honestly don't think I've ever heard of somebody writing programming code that way.
Yeah. Like, I'll have a pretty big block of code that I dream up. Literally dream up. That's it. That's all.
That's all you got? I can't imagine waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning with just a head full of code.
And then you got to get upstairs and get it in the computer before you forget it. Got to type fast.
You got a difficult time making it the 40 steps to the computer.
Well, most people forget their dreams within the first.
Like there's like
yeah, that's true.
There's like four lines to make up one little thing.
Dot.
People forget what they dream of. You know, within minutes.
Yeah, I'm horrible about that. I don't remember shit that I dream during the night. Well, we're going to go ahead and get back into the music. This is a friend of mine. Him and his wife formed a new band called Summer Aviation. It's kind of a quirky little song called Love So Fine right here on the Family Meeting on NWCCRadio.com.
Remember, you'll never find a heart so bright or another.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Summer Aviation with Love So Fine. Those guys are going to be playing at the Comet on July 7th.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
All right, we are going to start off our news in China this week. This is a story that you may have heard other places, but us being on the internet, we can actually say what these things are.
We can actually share what was found.
So a young reporter in China, I'm not going to say the name of the city because I know I can't pronounce it. She was called to the scene because they found, they're digging digging up something for construction, and they found this
200-foot well they were digging.
Look at that. John knows the news.
God damn, that's impressive.
So you know this is going to be a good story.
Yeah, you know there's something really depraved about this story because John knows the details.
So they're digging this well, and they found something underground that was interesting. So people in the area called the news because this things that they've never seen was found in this well hole that they're digging. So the reporter comes out, investigative reporter comes out, and they've got this thing in a bucket. And it's on the news. And they're talking about how they think it's a rare fungus that only grows underground, so nobody ever sees it. And they were talking about how it has a mouth and a nose, and then it's connected at both ends. And the reporter's seen holding it and squeezing it, and they call it a meat mushroom.
And the reporter is a woman, by the way.
It's a young woman, pretty inexperienced, apparently.
In more ways than one.
She says it's got a hole that connects to the other end. It's very smooth and it feels like meat. And she's holding it and squeezing it and squishing it and all kinds of stuff playing with it. And it turns out it is like a double-sided pocket pussy. It's got a vagina on one side and an anus on the other.
It's the it's an insert to a fleshlight. Is what it. I'm guessing that's.
I'm guessing. Nice.
Look at it, if you look at it. If you look at it.
If you I look, don't know. I love the fact that I bet you every guy in the little town was like, I got no idea what that is.
Well, they were holding it up. Like, the pussy was at the, like, she was looking at it face to face with his vagina. And she was like, I don't know what it is. I guess it's an alive, I guess it's some kind of rare living fungus that grows a pussy on its face. Really?
So during the commercial break, dozens of people called into the station to let them know what this actually was. And one person commented saying, how do you not know the difference between silicone and an organic fungus? And the news station...
Well, I think they build those things to feel very organic.
The news station...
I like how you throw the word I think, the words I think at the beginning of every one of these, like you don't own one.
The news station says, our reporter is very young and sheltered. And so they regret the misleading report.
There was like 30 people around this thing. I mean, I'm thinking that this little
village... Would you want to be the one guy in the crowd that was like, I know what that is?
Well, none of these guys know what it
is. I dropped that last week.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that's mine. Sorry. You didn't need to call the news, guys. That's,
That's what I think happened. Probably a bunch of guys knew, but they were like, I'm not going to say... Are you going to say? I'm not saying.
Exactly. All the guys like, you better call some reporters or something to figure out what that is.
I don't think so. The video was 3 minutes long. And like random dudes were coming up, grabbing it, holding it, touching it, squeezing it, poking it, rubbing it. And I'm like,
Can you rephrase that, please?
If you thought that that was some dude's jack-off toy, are you going to go up there and start handling it and playing with it? No,
well,
you're not.
Well, they stick their fingers inside it? Or like,
well, no, because they probably thought it was going to bite them. They thought it was a living, they thought that was the mouth.
They thought it was an angry one.
How come it never changes his facial expression?
Well, and if you just see the picture, I could understand where you could make that distinction. But I
had this sitting on the counter at home, and my boyfriend walks by, and as he's walking by, he's like, why is there a picture of a dildo on the counter? He didn't have to touch it and squeeze it.
And poke it.
So it's pretty obvious what it is.
They have different standards in China. They're not as... Isn't that where most of that shit comes from? Anyway,
I think that was a small little like mountain town. It's not like it was in Beijing.
Yeah, that's what I heard is that it was because they were making a 200-foot well, not a whole lot of construction for wells going on in the major cities.
Maybe they didn't know what it was because it was pink.
They call the people who live there villagers, so it's probably a pretty small little place.
God damn, John.
Okay. An Adele song for all you Adele fans out there. Just turn this down so you don't hate me. There was a little girl, 11 years old, in a coma, and they played Adele's song Rolling in the Deep. Oh, she was 7, not 11. I'm sorry. She had this hemorrhage, brain hemorrhage, on April 11th. And so they played Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Boy, we go from talking about dildos and pocket pussies to some poor little girl that's in a coma.
No, they played Rolling in the Deep, and this little girl woke up from her coma to tell her to shut that shit off.
I got to agree with the girl, because I know every radio station we listen to at work, they play, it seems like there's always an Adele song on. And if you get pissed off and you turn the station to something else, an Adele song is going to come on.
That girl's like, damn it, I was trying to sleep over here.
Now, that's my take on it. They say that she smiled when the song came on.
You got me over here wanting to kill
myself. Mom, but yeah, nobody likes that song. That's not the song that was playing on the radio. John was listening to something on his computer, and it was super loud. And it was one of those stations on the internet like this one.
I was listening to like Hot 95 and like you jams. Were, like,
that is that the one where Krista came in and thought you were in the bathroom slitting your wrist?
Yeah,
that was
Adele, but it was
loud.
it was the slow one. Somebody Like You, or
that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard the shower running, and John's just and I was like, I knocked on the door. I was like, "Are you okay in there?"
I could just hear through the door, Johnny, John, are you? Put the knife down.
We said that a lot when he was growing up, though.
It was loud. Like, when I walked in the house, I was like, this is music to kill yourself by. But yeah, so they're saying that she woke up
happy. Apparently,
Rolling
in the Deep is a great song to wake up people in a coma.
They say that
Adele
she's
saving
it with
lives.
Her mom, but that's not the take I would put on it. Look at what I just thought when I heard it when I walked into my house. I thought it was ending lives.
Yeah, it's not do or die. It's music to die by. Not music to drive by.
Okay, so we come back to America now because that was in England.
That's even her home country. That's pretty jacked up. even her countrymen are sick of her.
In Michigan, there was a house full of people. I guess there were 7 or 8 of them, and they were getting all drunk. And what better time to do tattoos than when everybody's hammered?
Those always turn out really nice.
You said Michigan. Is it Detroit, Michigan?
Pontiac, Michigan.
Pontiac.
I'm trying to think of how close those are.
I have no idea. I've never been in Michigan. So
I would say Pontiac is a trailer park inside of Detroit. That's what I would guess.
Okay.
Pontiac is a subdivision.
So they were all getting
drunk.
Old
joke, and I'm not even going to repeat it.
They were all getting drunk with tattoo guns. So this lady decides she wants to get a tattoo. So the tattoo artist, one of these people, says, "Yeah, I'll do it." So then,
is the word artist in quotes?
No, actually, it's not.
Okay.
So the tattoo artist just fell asleep, passed out in the middle of the tattoo. So obviously, it didn't look as good as it could have. So apparently, this chick paid for this tattoo. Because she came back demanding a refund.
Who prepays for tattoos?
and who hires a tattoo artist that's about to pass out?
Somebody else that's about to pass out. So during this request for a refund, it turned into an argument. Surprise, surprise. And this chick left saying she was going to blow up the house and burn it down. So apparently then she went to a gas station. She bought some fuel and she went and set the house on fire.
At least she's a woman of her word.
So the people inside the house woke up to find out the house was on fire. And witnesses heard her yell at the house, "I told you I was going to burn this bitch down," and run away.
Sounds like a Dave Chappelle skit. She's like in her car leaving. "Bitch, I told you I was going to burn it down.
It was Mooney."
So that's how they know for sure it was her, because witnesses heard her yell that at the burning house.
She was probably buying her gas, and the gas is, "I'm going to burn that mother down."
Like tattoo, Office Space.
"I'm going to burn it down."
Apparently, they have different laws in Michigan, because I know here, if you look intoxicated, they can't tattoo you.
Well, Jason, this is somebody's living room.
It's in a house.
That's true.
Obviously, it was not all by the book.
The way that was worded was like they had a lot of tattoo guns around.
They had a lot of drunk people around. It only says they had a tattoo artist. I don't know. Maybe he had multiple guns.
And what the hell kind of party has a tattoo artist?
What kind of party doesn't have a tattoo artist?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we've got friends that are tattoo artists. So if you're at a party, odds are there's a tattoo artist there. But
Maybe it was at the
tattoo
I'm
thinking like
house.
A kids party or something where you got the guy.
I don't think this was a birthday party.
You don't get hammered in the middle of the night at kids parties.
you don't have any kids. You're
going
to the wrong kids parties.
If you're ever at a child's party that ends with an adult burning the house down, then that's the wrong kind of party to be at.
You weren't allowed to go to those cool parties when you were a kid, Jason.
Those cool parties?
Okay, so we got one more news story.
We had tattoo artists in ninth grade. No, they were horrible tattoos.
Like jailhouse tattoos or something?
From a 12-year-old, pretty much.
Ballpoint pens and safety pins, kind of safety needles.
Are you getting tattoos of Barney?
That's the wrong party. That's the wrong party, Jason.
Okay.
That's back to the parties that you were at. We're going to go to a Walmart now with this news story. A woman ended up stuck to the toilet.
We spend a lot of time at Walmart on your news.
That's where people do weird shit. I don't know.
I'm glad you clarified that by saying in your news, because the way that came out, it was like you guys just hanging out at Walmart.
The other day we were eating breakfast with Dad, and he was like, man, they got a good deal. It's at Walmart. Like, Dad don't mind shopping at Walmart because, you know, he's thrifty. He likes to get good deals.
Yeah.
But he don't want nobody seeing him at Walmart. So he don't like going to Walmart because he don't like... Like, somebody saw him one time and he came home all pissed off. He's like, Jim saw me walking down the aisle of Walmart.
But if somebody sees you... But if somebody sees
that
you
happened,
at Walmart...
Right, Krista?
That happened.
But if somebody sees you at Walmart... They were at Walmart, too.
That's what I told him.
Yeah,
it's not like he's going around bragging about being at Walmart and saying who he saw there.
I caught him driving because the Walmart in Federal Way, there's like fast food places and banks and stuff right there. You know, so there's a couple streets going up to it. I caught him driving down that street one day and I was on my lunch break from work. So I called him on his cell phone. I was like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, oh, nothing. I was like, did you just leave Walmart? And he's like, how'd you know that?
He will drive through like three shopping malls to get to Walmart from the backside, so nobody sees him entering.
That's so sad. I've actually got an aunt that retired from Walmart.
Okay, but anyway, this lady was stuck on the toilet at Walmart for an hour, and I guess it took a while for
who hasn't been stuck at the toilet at Walmart for an hour?
Say, she must have eaten some of the.
They sell McDonald's there. You'll spend an hour there.
So. She went to the bathroom and she couldn't get up. Turns out they had to call the emergency medical services to pull her off the toilet.
Never had that happen.
She had to be taken to the hospital because she got her ass super glued to the toilet seat. So now officials are saying this may have been done on purpose. So they're investigating this, but they don't want to accuse anyone at this point. Walmart had no comment. When was the last time you accidentally found a bunch of super glue on the toilet seat anywhere? Even at Walmart.
The only thing I can think of is maybe they're saying that this wasn't like accidentally on. Maybe it was on her. Like somebody fed her some McDonald's and knew she was going to shit within eight to 9.5 minutes.
And when it seeped out of her pores onto her ass.
Well, no, he's saying that they knew she was going to be in there, so it was.
Maybe they think it's a sexual attack. These days, you never know.
That's some pretty kinky shit if you're gluing people to a toilet.
I don't know, that little boy in wherever he was saying, I'm too sexy, and got kicked out of school for sexual harassment or something. Or what's the song that M&M's play? The M&M's sing that song.
The M&M's play?
I have no idea.
You do too. The M&M's on this commercial.
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah, that song.
Okay.
The little boy sang that song. I don't even remember. It was somewhere over on the East Coast. Sang it, and he got kicked out of school.
Are
for
you
sexual
kidding
harassment.
Me?
No. Apparently, he'd sang it before, so it was the second time he sang it, and
big
they kicked
deal.
Him out of school.
Big deal. He could have turned on a goddamn radio, and that song would have been playing. They play that almost as much as they play Adele.
You hear the little boy that dressed like Martin Luther King?
I heard about that.
That kicked him out?
And a friend of mine, his kid is actually in the same class as that kid.
In Alabama?
It was in Colorado. That story took place in Colorado. And it was like a second grader that he dressed up as Martin Luther King. And like I said, a friend of mine, his kid is in that class. So he saw the whole thing and said it was not disrespectful at all. And it was ridiculous.
No, the kid was wearing a suit. It wasn't like he was wearing FUBU and fucking, you know what I mean? He was wearing a suit. He was holding a Bible. He wanted to put on his Martin Luther King speech and do it right.
Yeah. I don't, I don't see a problem with that as long as it's done respectfully.
I mean, he was painted like a black dude.
Yeah, he
like,
had the blackface on,
but it wasn't black like blackface. It was a good tint for a black man. You know, it wasn't like, you know,
he
back
was a nice hue.
Well, you know, back in the day, like they
yeah,
to make
they
fun of black
the,
people,
just
they just
straight ass
complete
black
with big
white
red lips and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that at all. It was just
that's what I thought it was when they said because I saw the article that a kid went with blackface paint to portray Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, that's some mean shit. So I clicked on it.
Because that's the kind of shit that interests John.
That's the new story that caught John's eye.
Much like the double-ended pocket pussy. I think we're starting to figure out what kind of news stories John will watch.
Maybe John should do the news. He finds the good stuff, too.
All right, so that's what we got for the news.
That's all we're going to talk about this week.
All right, we're gonna go back a few years. I just found out that we were able to play these guys, and I got all kinds of excited. It's Corrosion of Conformity with Clean My Wounds, right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Smith, creator of Life Without Robots, and you're listening to The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was History of Thorns with Dunn. Those guys are playing at Studio 7 this Saturday, June 30th, with Mace.
And now it's time for what should be an intervention, John's Drink of the Week.
So, I was looking for a drink this week, and on the internet, there's a dirty mother. No, it's a, what was it, a dirty black bitch?
No, a dirty mother.
or a dirty white mother. Same drink. One of them just has some white cream in it to make it white.
We'll let you guess which one.
I thought this was extremely racist, because why's the old black bitch got to be a bitch when the old dirty mother, the old white mother, is just a regular old drink? Found that hella racism.
John can find racism anywhere. He even finds it on his in his drink list.
I mean, I don't care about it, but I find it.
I don't know which is worse.
Oh, man, this music gets you.
You need a scotch?
Is that people drink with this?
I don't know. They sit around in smoking jackets with pipes and...
Smoking jackets? Oh, damn.
Only if you know, like on Hefner. Sherlock Holmes or something.
On Sherlock Holmes.
You feel like nobody's listened to jazz since 1865.
There was a new Sherlock Holmes movie like last year, Jason.
That took place in like 1865.
Yeah, he had a mechanical car, and they thought it was the best thing they ever seen in their life.
What?
So what's
she lives with me. She knows I don't hang around a smoking jacket.
She's lucky if you're wearing pants.
And that doesn't happen that often.
He does not run around naked, however. It's not that kind of house.
I was going to say, because that'd be really awkward. So what's this just sounds bad. What's in a dirty black...
A dirty black bitch got a little bit of... What?
It's Brandy and Kahlua.
Brandy and Kahlua. That's a dirty black bitch. And old white mother is the same thing with cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually go half and half with cream just because a lighter cream, other than half and half, you have to put more of it in there. Like half and half, you could just put it like an eyedropper and it works the same.
And John's all about more liquor, less filler.
Yeah, there you go. I realized the other day I was sitting at home drinking a bottle of rum. And I was in like
it's
the bottom.
I was in a bar, or I was sitting at home drinking a bottle of rum or vodka.
And I had an epiphany.
It's epiphany, by
epiphany.
The way.
Epiphany.
Go on.
Then I was like, and a pimp hit me.
If you're too drunk to play solitaire, you're too drunk to gamble on poker.
I cannot believe that you've ever been too drunk to play solitaire.
I was getting my ass kicked at solitaire.
You're playing with yourself.
I'm that good. That's how good I am.
I don't even have words to say. I'm just sitting here.
Christy, you never been so drunk you couldn't play solitaire?
No. The game kind of plays itself, really.
So I went to bed, and then I think I dreamt about programming code all night.
I'm sure that code worked out excellent. If you were too drunk to play
solitaire. Well, you employers who are thinking about hiring him, he dreams up this code while he's drunk.
When he's too drunk to play solitaire, he's dreaming up programming code.
For you and your business. My slogan.
Will that fit on a business card? I was too drunk to play solitaire, so I went to bed and dreamt up this code. Hit me up if you're hiring.
And I need a raise.
So I could buy more liquor.
Actually, I don't think I did too bad. I think I got like third place in that tournament. I lost solitaire, but third place in the poker tournament.
Okay. I'm sitting there and I'm like, a solitaire tournament? That seems kind of... How the hell do you play a tournament in a game you're playing against yourself?
You gotta try to make it exciting. Otherwise, you're just lonely.
Like you set up like four decks of cards and you're just bouncing around the table.
I just play as different people.
I don't have any friends.
Each one of his personalities plays a hand.
Oh, man. All right. So you're drinking you're drinking a dirty black bitch this week.
Yeah.
Or a dirty white mother.
Old white mother, I think. Dirty. I don't know. They didn't call the white one dirty? Is that?
It was a dirty white mother.
Okay, I was going to be like, fuck, that is really racist. Not that all black people are dirty. I'm just saying that's racist.
No, that's pretty much what you said.
Whatever you said, I said. I know what I said. Damn it, I was there when I said it.
Join our Facebook group, everyone.
Yeah, we always mention that, and we want to throw that out before we get cut off by our producer at the end of the show. Make sure you like us on Facebook, and we will we can chat with you while we're doing the show, and you can also follow us on Twitter and all kinds of other stuff.
Oh man, you guys know we saw what happened.
Twitter is spelled www.
So Rebecca's telling Jason to carry on a little more because we have another minute or so, and Jason just starts. Follow us on Facebook.
Like his batteries ran low.
My batteries are running low. That's not why I slowed down like that.
Were you just having a stroke?
I was.
Why did you slow down like that? Put your two arms up. I need to check you. Smile.
All of a sudden, I got tired.
Well, you get tired in 3 seconds, and you call me out of shape. You got tired talking,
dude. You got winded coming up the stairs. You had to stop at the top of the stairs and started huffing and puffing, and my dog started barking at you because she thought you were having a heart attack.
Jason, have you seen the fish crossing signs by your house yet?
I have.
Okay. Damn, Cayman, act like you're out of shape. Get attacked for it.
Act like you're out of shape. Okay.
We're done.
Now we're getting
peace
the
out, bitches.
Now we're getting the wrap up. All right, so follow us on Twitter. Mine is JasonCurtis925.
KristaCurtis1, CHRISTA, Curtis1.
And I've been drinking. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday.